Hey, welcome back to the Mark Mosey Show, and joining me right now here on the phone line to get you ready for a new season of racing, especially the big race coming up on Sunday, the Daytona International Speedway. This fine gentleman, he's joined us on before. He does a great job. The number 34 Lowe's, that's right, with Front Row Motorsports. His name's Michael McDowell. Michael, how you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Did you like my energy? Like, was that a good enough intro for you, or was I missing something?
Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's a good start to the day.
How was the off season as you got ready for the new one?
Yeah, the off season, it was nice. You know, it always feels like you're ready for it once Homestead's over. But shortly after Christmas, you're ready to go racing again. But it was just a good time to spend with my family and kind of get recharged and refreshed and ready to go.
What did you take out of your 2019 campaign then?
You know, we made good improvements as a team, not where we wanted to be, but better than we were in 2018. So that's always good, you know, moving in the right direction. And we definitely showed a lot of speed at times. And so, yeah, we had some things that we needed to work on execution-wise and just, you know, getting the most out of our cars. But I felt like we had a really good off season and we're able to make good improvements on our race team and with personnel and move some people around and find, you know, just find everybody's, you know, strengths and weaknesses and, you know, just put together a really solid program. So I feel really confident going into this year that now that we've had a couple of years to work through some of those things, that we got a good feel for what we need.
Tell us about Front Row Motorsports and what they do to help you get in the best position to win.
Well, you know, it's a team sport, and the driver kind of gets the limelight. But at the same time, you know, without a fast race car, there's nothing that you can do. You know, drivers can't overcome that. So it's a total team effort from building the cars and manufacturing the parts and pieces. And so it's all about the team and all about the work that goes into it. So, you know, on Sunday, the finished product that the fans get to see, there's a lot of hard work for men and women back at Front Row Motorsports and putting in a lot of hours to get those cars prepared.
We're here with Michael McDowell, drives the number 34 Lowe's Travel Stop Ford with Front Row Motorsports. You know, you look at last year's race, you were in it till the end, and then I know it didn't end the way you wanted to. What did you take out of the 2019 Daytona 500?
Yeah, it's always a learning experience. You know, we put ourselves in position, and that's the most important part is getting to the end and being in position to challenge. And yeah, you know, if you could play it back and do it over, you know, I would definitely do things a little differently. But you know, you just kind of live and learn. And you know, I don't feel like it was our race to win, so to speak. But I think we could have put ourselves in a little bit better situation had, you know, had things happen a little differently. You know, but to come out of the Daytona with a top five, that was really good for us and a big momentum builder and definitely gives us confidence coming back here and trying to have another solid run and start the season off right.
Michael, what would your advice be to a rookie who's never attacked this track before and they're going to say, all right, I'm going to go to the speedway. I'm going to take it on. What's your advice for them?
Yeah, take your time and pay attention. things happen fast, and it's really easy to get over aggressive and anxious and rambunctious early on in the race. But it's 500 miles long race, and got to be there at the end.
What is your schedule now? Today's Wednesday. What do we got going on for the rest of the week?
Yeah, so today's just a lot of media and photos and interviews, and then tomorrow we'll get ready for the duels, and then from there just get a couple practices in and get everything ready for the 500. So yeah, it's a busy week. There's a lot going on, but there's also some downtime as well. So we got a few days to get through all that.
Take us through the race day prep. Do we take a nap before the race? Do we eat light? What do we do exactly, Michael?
Yeah, you know, I just try to keep it the same as what I would do any other day. You know, obviously there's a lot of energy at Daytona and so many people here and there's a tremendous amount going on. So, you know, you're just trying to make sure that you do eat and you don't miss meals and that you're ready to go for 500 miles.
Do we drink water, Gatorade? What do we do during the race?
Yeah, just I got my own little mix that I use at different times during the race, and you know, all that stuff's really planned out.
I like it. We'll end with this. I just saw, finally, Ford versus Ferrari. Did you see this movie, and did you like it or not?
I did not see it, but it's on my list to watch here.
Okay, what is your favorite racing movie, then, in your eyes?
Days of Thunder, for sure.
Days of Thunder. No hesitation. What do you like about this movie?
It's just fun and exciting, and it was really the first movie in my era that brought, you know, light to racing, and thought it was cool.
Do you watch it and go like, oh, that doesn't really happen? That's not, yeah, that's yeah. Not real.
Yeah, most of the stuff's not real, but it is fun to watch.
Yeah, you're right. Tom Cruise is not really driving that car, so I understand. Michael McDowell, my man, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
And good luck on 2020, all right, man?
All right, thanks, bye.